And so there's a lot of lessons in this parable. Number one, if you're limited on resources, you can only share so much or nobody will have enough. Everything will collapse. Everything will be gone. If the wise virgins had shared their oil, it wouldn't have done any good. Sure, they would have had enough. All of them would have had enough to go half the journey, but they wouldn't have been able to make it to the end. So you were limited on, if we're limited on resources, we need to be careful about how these resources are handled. We as a country are limited on our resources to handle people that come in here. So we, even though they need it, even though they feel they need what we have, just like the foolish virgins felt they needed the oil from the wise virgins, we have to be careful about how it's allocated, because if the whole country collapses or the whole country changes so that we don't recognize it anymore, then everything is gone for everybody, not just the foolish, but the wise. The wise and the foolish will perish together. But now, that's the principle behind it. Now, let's suppose that half the people in here really doubted that that made any sense. Okay? If we contact the soul, will the soul say, yes, that does make sense? It should make sense to your mind? Or it doesn't make sense? Okay? So when we go to anything that could or could not be true in the kingdom of the soul, it is all seen from the through the same eyes. If two people on the earth can see through the eyes of the soul, they will see the same type of vision. Now, there's certain areas where judgment is involved, and this is where politics is really difficult. How many immigrants should we allow in? Okay, there can be legitimate disagreement on that, just like we don't know whether there's 200 billion stars in our galaxy or 400 billion. It's kind of a judgment call based on all the research we've gathered together. So it's a judgment call. So it's a judgment call, but it shouldn't be a judgment call that we make some type of firm laws that govern immigration. I mean, to take the laws, and this is something that will be verified by the soul if anyone wants to check, that if we make reasonable laws, unless they're just completely outrageous, it is best to abide by those laws, and if you don't like them, then to change them. Instead of just saying, well, I don't like this law, so I'm going to just not abide by it. No. Now, if I don't like a law, and if I break it, and I get caught, like speeding, for instance, I often break the speed limit. Okay? But if I get caught, you know, I don't say, I'm not going to abide by that law because I don't like the law, I'm going to suffer the repercussions. I accept the ticket and I pay the ticket because that's part of the deal. Okay? So in other words, even though I think many of the speed limits are wrongly made up, and just about everybody else I know does also, that I respect those laws, try to stay close to it, and if I get caught speeding, I will pay the fine. I'll be subject to the law. Part of being subject to the law is if you break the law, you accept the penalty. Okay? Now, what they're trying to do with immigration is to disregard the law as if it does not exist and have no penalty to the ones that break it. So if we're going to break the law, if you do it voluntarily, we need to be able to accept the penalty to that law. But so it's a judgment call as to how many people we should allow in. Now, that judgment call has already been made in the past. But a lot of people now think that's wrong, we should allow a lot more in. So what we need to do is go back and then rewrite the law. But have it be specific and have the people that come here do it legally according to law. Law, remember, is the governing agency of the Aquarian Age, of the That's what's going to produce the new era of peace, is law. Law is governed by the seventh ray, which is coming into incarnation. And it's also governed by the age of Aquarius, which is governed by Uranus, and Uranus is also governed by the seventh ray. So we have all this seventh ray energy, which governs law, ceremony, order, business. All these things are governed by the seventh ray. And all these things are being fought against by Piscean Age people. They're fighting against everything that will bring the Aquarian Age in. They're fighting against business. Act like business is the most horrible thing in the world. And acting like law is really horrible. We need to disregard any law we don't want. But these things are important. The problem with business is a lot of people look at the evils of business and think that's bad. But sure. But look at how business has progressed from just a couple hundred years ago when they were had child labor working 12-year-old kids 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, and stuff like that. And that was pretty bad. But we're not doing that anymore. We've moved ahead. Now we're having business that are cooperative, employee-owned. They're coming closer and closer to what I've written about in the molecular business years ago. Business will completely change the world eventually as it becomes more consumer-oriented. Probably one of the worst things that's happening in business now is the tremendous gap between management and employees. You have executives making 1,000 times what the general employee makes, often making like $100 million a year or some crazy amount, you know. And don't need to pay people that much to run a business. In the molecular business, they're graduated from the bottom up, and they will not need large salaries to run the business. When there's a judgment call involved, that's where the problem is. But where there's a judgment call, what we have to do is we have to look at all the facts one by one by looking at the facts piece by piece. Like, immigration is a hot-butt item, so we look at how many immigrants do we have here? How can we handle them? How much are they costing us? How much benefit are they getting here compared to where they came from? Just analyze the whole thing and look at it analytically from a nonpartisan point of view, which is very difficult. Not too many people don't want immigrants because of their color or race or anything like that. I mean, that's the accusation, which is kind of crazy. There's a very, very small handful that don't want immigration because of racial balance. But it's a fun thing for people to accuse others of being racist. If the Canadians were storming across the border, people would be just as upset. And if we were storming the Canadian border over there, they'd be upset. So it's not a racial thing. It's the threat of just that people feel if their home was invaded by too many people. You could handle a few friends now and then, but if you get more than your resources can handle, then it makes your life miserable. And the idea is to keep life here at a level that we can handle, that is prosperous and provides an opportunity for those that do come over. Like in your home, if you have a handful of people over now and then, it's pleasant. You enjoy it, you both benefit. If you were overwhelmed, then if you had two or three families come and visit you all at one time, you'd just be so overwhelmed, you'd throw your hands up and maybe leave and let them have the house. But I've heard that happen before. People just move out, get a motel for a few days while everybody takes over their house.